Warm greetings. Let's take some time together to sit with spearmint and connect, listen, receive. If you have spearmint handy, go ahead and grab it now. And if you don't, as you've heard me say before, not to worry, we're calling in the spirit of this plant, and you'll be able to have a connection even if you don't have the oil with you. And I recommend putting this oil, if you take a drop out, get yourself in a nice, comfortable and quiet space, take a drop out. If you'd like, you can put the oil either on lung one, this is on your quantum acupoints chart, or on point CV17. So let's just review where those points are. The lung one point, if you find your clavicle below your throat and you follow that bone out of your clavicle all the way to where it meets your shoulder, you just slide right under the bone and you find a groove there. And then you continue to slide down along the edge of your shoulder muscle about an inch. That's lung one. If that feels a little, and that's on both sides, and if that feels a little bit too complex to locate right now, you can simply place the spearmint over your sternum, right on the center of your chest between the breasts. So pick a point and hold the spearmint there lightly. And let's just sit quietly for a spell. At a certain point, it may feel very natural for you to just let your finger drop away. I'm feeling this familiar fragrance. Open up your lungs, your breathing. Feel a space inside your chest growing broader, bigger, more spacious. As the space opens in your chest, you start to feel a shifting and a moving of energy within your entire being. noticing how the air moves into your lungs, filling your chest, the front, the back, the sides, and how it moves out again. The seamless flow that doesn't require your conscious control. I'm feeling the naturalness. Of this cycle of inhale and exhale. Feeling this deep ease move through your body while simultaneously your mental field, your mental awareness is becoming heightened, clearer, more defined. And beginning to feel your breath all the way down into your belly. Feeling the impacts of spearmint all the way down into your belly, creating nice, gentle, moving currents. And I want you to imagine and intend for the energy of spearmint to travel into any place or space within your physical body right now, where there might feel as if there's a heaviness, a sogginess, density of any kind that's not feeling like it's healthy. So a heaviness, a bogginess, or a density that's not feeling healthy anywhere in your body. And just allow the spearmint to travel right to that area or those areas and begin to work with and move this heaviness, this bogginess, this congestion, density. You might be bringing it down into your pelvis or into your legs. Maybe up into your head if your head or sinuses feel congested. Feeling the spearmint move deep in the belly, through the realm of the intestines. And any place or space in the solar plexus in the belly area that has congestion or stickiness, letting spearmint interface with these sticky places. And just watching a kind of dissolving and a smoothness that's coming into being. And I want you to allow your hands right now to just naturally go to any place on your body where there might be pockets of stagnation, pockets of stuckness. Just without thinking about it, just let your hands go. Maybe they go two different places for the two different hands. Maybe they both go to the same place. And tending and allowing the energy of spearmint to go to these places where there's a little stuck bundle of energy, a little site of perhaps quarantined material. We have these places and spaces in the body and in the psyche where we wall off little bits of material because we weren't able to fully process it and integrate it at the time that it occurred. And the spearmint knows right where to go, just like the name spear. It goes right to the target of anything stuck, congested, walled off. And it's oh so naturally brings this powerful flow. It breaches the boundary of this little pocket or pockets and begins to restore flow and release any stickiness or heaviness within these pockets. Just releasing. Flowing out of these spaces, nice curved movement like a wave, flowing out, flowing down and into the earth, flowing out and into the wind. I'm feeling this greater flow and circulation moving. Particularly in the areas where your hands are, but all through your body, all through your mind. Knowing that this decongesting on an energetic level will simply continue at just the right pace and intensity for you. I'm feeling the clearing of your mind, your throat, your heart, your belly. And let's sit together for the next 3 or 4 minutes, just listening, being. And if you'd like, you can ask Spearmint to reveal to you what it would like for you to know at this time. And if you haven't already, asking Spearmint to reveal anything that it would like you to see or know or hear at this time. Giving gratitude to Spearmint. And as you feel ready, just coming back present, eyes open, take your journal or pen and paper and write down what it is that Spearmint revealed to you. These are little gifts of gold. They're bits of treasures that we get from the oil, and I can't tell you how many times I've looked back in my journal to read what a particular oil has shown me at different times during meditation and how helpful it's been to me at the time, but also after the fact, reflecting back, looking back, and remembering those revelations, those activations. And when we engage with the oils like this, very spaciously and with respect, and take the time to acknowledge in our own way the ways that the oil shares with us when we give gratitude, for example, at the end, it strengthens that relationship of the relationship of our consciousness and our heart with the consciousness and heart of the plant. And then we are able to more and more and more embody the medicine and the energy of each of these extraordinary oils. Sending much love and acknowledgement to you. I'm wishing you a beautiful day or night, whatever it may be. And we'll see you and be with you in the next lesson.